This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast for December 5th, 2015. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another BGZ podcast. And actually, this time, and it's been a long time, I'm actually going to describe a unit here for everybody today. On the Blind Geek Zone mailing list here earlier in the week, we had a lengthy discussion. Somebody asked about inductive cooktop units, and I decided that I wanted to try one of these out. I've been interested in being able to do some cooking for myself here again. I lost my sight about 11 years ago. Really haven't done much cooking on my own since that point, and this cooktop, I think, will allow me to do some of that and do it in a relatively safe manner, unlike trying to use the gas stove and worrying about burning myself or burning other things in the house up. So, all right, what a induction cooktop is it's like a lot of your newer stovetops that have the flat surfaces where you put a pan on them and it only heats where the pan is at on the stove, not the rest of the unit. This is the same way, but this is a portable unit. It is called the New Wave Pick Pro. That is N-U-W-A-V-E, Pick, P-I-C, and Pro. There are a number of these units. There's the Pick, the Pick 2, the Pick Pro, the Pick Titanium. Not sure exactly the exact differences of the units, but I did get the New Wave Pick Pro. It's an 1800 watt unit, and basically I got it because of Caroline C. on Twitter. She has one of these units, and I was asking about it, and she said she's used hers for about a year now, and she really, really likes it. Says she doesn't use a stovetop anymore. So I thought, well, hey, it's definitely worth a try to look this out. Got it on Amazon. You can get these units at a number of places, Amazon, Home Shopping Network. I do recommend that you do not buy it from the New Wave site itself. The website's not very easy to use from what I hear, even for sighted people. And apparently they have a reputation of sending out units that don't work from the manufacturer. So it's probably in your best interest to get it somewhere like Amazon where you can return it if it doesn't work. Got mine on Wednesday, got it out of the box and everything, tried it out last night, and did boil some water with it. The unit does work good. Very sturdy built unit. It is quite nice. Has a good rating on Amazon, so if you're worried about the failed units, it is very well rated on Amazon, and people seem to be very happy with it. Dimensions of these units are 14 inches long. That would be from front to back, I believe, with the control panel being in the front. 12 inches wide and 2 inches high. These units weigh approximately 5 to 6 pounds, and they're actually relatively portable. New Wave does sell a bag for these that you can put it in, so you can take it places, you know, if you wanted to use it somewhere else and cook with somebody or something. It could do that. It's not real heavy and easily carried around. Basically, it is round. The top is glass with the magnetic coils in it. Induction cooking works with magnetic coils to interact with the pan or skillet that you have. You will need a stainless steel or cast iron skillet. Basically, the easiest way to find out if you have a pan or a skillet that will work is if you can stick a magnet to the bottom and it sticks, it more than likely will work. Other things like copper, aluminum, and glass only will work if they have the metal sandwiched into them to make them induction ready. All right. like I said, the unit is essentially round with a control panel on the front. This is usable by somebody that is totally blind for the most part. And I say for the most part just simply due to the programming and timer functions are doable, it looks like, from what I've read in the manual. And I think technically they could be done. The other cooking functions look like they're very straightforward. So let's talk about the control panel a little bit. The control panel is on the front of the unit. It has a series of buttons, and it has a little display area that displays temperature and program time. These buttons are all raised and round, very tactile and easy to find. And once you know what the buttons do, it is actually makes sense. When I first touched all these buttons, I said, oh man, there's so many buttons on this thing, I have no idea what to do. And my sister kind of described the buttons for me, and still didn't really kick in. And Caroline sent me a little text file that showed the control panel, and now it makes sense to me. There are a series of buttons on the top of the control panel nearest the cooking surface. There's two on the left, two on the right. The ones on the left, the first one is program, second one is time. Then on the right, there's two towards the top at the cooking surface. They are, from the left is clear, pause clear, and the right one is start. Then along the bottom of the control unit, it's kind of rounded. There are three buttons on the left on the bottom, low, low medium, and medium. And then on the right bottom, there are three buttons from the left going towards the right is medium high, high, and maximum sear. There are also in the middle towards the bottom where the display is at, on the left there's a minus key, on the right there's a plus key. This allows you to also change the temperature from the presets. So you hit one of the presets, say maybe you hit medium, which is 275 degrees, and you say, well, I want 325. You could hit plus with this to raise that temperature. It goes up in 5-degree increments for the Pro. I guess some of the other units go up by tens. You would have to know what the increment is, but it always, you've got temperature settings that you can go by. When you turn the unit on, it automatically starts on high at 425 and sets a timer for 1 hour cook. So if nothing else, you can do that and cook that way. There are, as I said, the six temperature settings. You have temperatures from 100 degrees to 575 degrees. Low is 100 degrees or 38 Celsius. Low medium is 175 Fahrenheit, 80 degrees C. Medium is 275 Fahrenheit and 136 C. Medium high is 375 Fahrenheit, 191 C. High is 425, which is the default Fahrenheit, and 219 C. Max sear is 575 and 302 C. So with that, you have a base to work from, and as you can see, it has a very wide temperature range. You can do all kinds of things like melt chocolate with it on the lower settings, which is kind of neat. You know, there's some recipes in there to make candy and chocolates and things like that. Might be interesting to try someday if I ever get good enough at it to do such a thing. And so for a totally blind person, the unit is very accessible. I was able to, once I found a pot that worked, was able to turn it on and use the base setting, which is high, 425, and it very, very rapidly heated two cups of water to a boil. It didn't take much more than a minute. It's very, very quick. Nice thing about the inductive cooking is it only gets hot where the pan is touching the glass ring around it. You can touch safely, you will not get burnt. the area where it heats. Be warned, once you take the pan off, that area does take a while to get cool, so you could burn yourself there, so you have to be careful with that. But it's really nice. You can cook with this. You don't have to worry about cooking on a stove and necessarily getting burnt, a gas stove or even an electric stove with multiple burners. And so I think this would work really, really well for people that are totally blind and are looking for ways to cook. What I want to do next, and this will just be a very brief live demonstration of the unit working. I'll have to use my iPhone to record this. I'll show you how to turn the unit on and actually how to start cooking with it. And beyond that, there's not a whole lot to demonstrate, but we'll do that next. All right, we are here on the iPhone 6s recording, and I'm going to demonstrate the NeuWave Pick Pro here. I'm going to plug it in. And when you plug it in, it beeps and the fan comes on for a moment to indicate power. Got a pan here. I'm going to put some water in it. Alrighty. And we're going to put this on the cooktop. All right, so the unit is ready, and if I do nothing more than press the start button, which is on the right-hand side towards the cooking surface, and you hear the fan come on, that means that the unit is cooking. It defaults to high, 425 degrees. And let me move the iPhone here a little bit so it's not so much hearing the fan noise, hopefully. And as I said, defaults to 425, and it's already starting to get hot. If you want to change temperatures, you can do so simply by pressing one of the temperature settings, the presets, or you can hit the plus and the minus keys. To the left is minus of the display, and to the right of the display is plus. You can feel the display on the control panel. It's got a plastic covering, and it indents just slightly, so you can tell where the display is at. And it's continuing to heat this pot up rapidly. It's almost too hot to touch the water, and so now it is. So. And let's try something here. Let's set this down to medium. And it beeps. I think that indicates that it's changed the temperature. The temperature is indicated on the display unit, and obviously, being totally blind, I'm not able to tell what that is. But if you have a little bit of sight or partial, you can see that temperature change has occurred. It would go down to that temperature level, and water continues to get quite hot. And so, if you want to stop momentarily, you can press the pause clear, and the fan will stop, and it will stop momentarily. You can start it again by pressing the start, and it comes back on. If you are finished cooking and everything's done and you're ready to stop, you hit the pause clear, then hit the pause clear again, and the unit is supposed to turn off at that point. So, ooh, and we have an extremely hot pot of water there. It takes no time to heat up at all. It's really, really fast. And all righty.
All right. Well, that
demonstrates the new wave PIC Pro inductive cooktop. And if you're interested in getting one of these, one of the places you can look for this is on Amazon. That's where I got mine. The Pro was $93. And as I said, there is the original PIC. There's the PIC Pro, the PIC 2, and the PIC Titanium. And there are differences in each of these units. Not exactly sure what it is. I think mostly wattages and maybe some different controls. Not real sure. So, you know, if you're interested, you want to maybe do some cooking, and you want something maybe that's a little safer for you to use, I certainly would recommend giving this unit a try. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll hopefully be back again sometime in the near future with more Blind Geek Zone podcast. See you later, everyone.